سمنی لب سفید ایم های راخ مکنف مالی کاشه گل نید که میخوته ایمش اچه لای نیشه با کشه کاشه For the time he made the tzitzis, it was far away enough from the corner, more than that space from the joint to the end of the thumb. And afterwards, some of the garment got worn out, and it ended up as less than that amount. Still kosher, because since at the time he put it on, it was in the right place, that's good enough. There's another halacha also, that if the hole got bigger also, and as a result of that, now it got some closer to the end, it's also kosher, since at the time it was put on, it was in the right position. And the reason why it's kosher is kiven shoya boi keshir b'shashit or boi tzitzis zeh. Since it was in the right position when he put it on, that's good enough. The Noyagim says, Ramah, that the minig is lasis imra sovav hanekev, to stitch around the hole to strengthen it, shulay nedatek shom, v'yepochus mikeshir, so that it shouldn't come to, that the hole shouldn't get too big. Even though with the evidence it's kosher, but the chafili wanted to be in the right position. And the chayin oisim imris mesov habeged lamata me'atayim. You also make a rim around the edge of the beged also to, so it shouldn't unravel. Like we said before, it does, it's kosher, but the chafili you do it. Continues the mechaber. Yeshayimim shem toich roichav habeged ein lo shir. There are those that say that the shir that we mentioned before that has to be between the last joint of the thumb and not more than three. That's voice that's talking about and the length of the garment going up, but in the width of the garment doesn't make a difference how far in it is. Others say that in both directions it can't be too close or too far, and that's the way the Mechaber says is Allah, and that's the way we're passing that you have to measure both from the length and the width to make sure that the hole is in a position that is within three tzvois. And not less than the last joint of the thumb.